I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The strategy for bringing peace to Sudan's Darfur crisis may be in shambles with a worsening humanitarian crisis. Persecution Project Foundation's Matt Chansey says they're working with the refugees in southern Sudan. They just built 4 water wells in the area and have plans for 6 more. Other humanitarian agencies were unsuccessful finding water in this remote wilderness region. So Chansey says it opened a lot of doors for ministry because
the people are treating that as a miracle, so it's actually an excellent opportunity for us to present these people with the necessities that they need, the food and water so they can survive, but also the living water of Christ, which will feed their souls.
Next, with Romania's moratorium on international adoptions in place, there are up to 80,000 orphans who are stuck in the system. Cornel Bucher of Pathway to Joy partnered with Buckner Orphan Care to help meet the children's needs through foster care. But they also began tackling what they saw was a root problem.
Planting a church in a village where kids are abandoned is probably the solution to the abandonment. So we introduce the families to Jesus Christ, we form churches, and then we teach them about the value of human life, which is, I guess, the reason why a lot of people abandon.
And tensions between Russia and Ukraine are running high over natural gas. The Ukrainian people who felt hope for renewal after last year's Orange Revolution now shiver from the cold and despair of economic and political instability. But in the midst of the struggle, the Bible League reports an increased hunger for God's Word, and they're working with local churches to meet that hunger. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.